Speaker McCormick, Mr.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, Mr. President.
Yes, hello. How are you?
Oh, I wanted to call to tell you how deeply touched I am, how grateful I am to you for the not consideration, but far more beyond the line of duty than Mrs. Nixon attending the funeral services.
Well, I tell you, she was just delighted to be able to go. I regret I couldn't come. I had a little problem that day, as you know, with India and Pakistan and all that. But she wanted to be there to show what the country felt about Mrs. McCormick.
Oh, that. Well, of course, this couldn't be anything more personal than her being there, mm-hmm. other than yourself. See?
Well, I think that's what we wanted to convey.
Oh, and I want you to know how deeply appreciated. How much it was appreciated by everyone was the comments. Of course, the press gave a tremendous play. It was so touching. Harriet could speak from the great beyond. She'd simply, I know she'd say to me, say thanks to the president for me.
Well, we know that. And as I said to you when we called the other day, that... the example that you have set and that she set during your life, her life, was a fine one for the country, and we just wanted to represent the country as well as ourselves personally.
And will you convey to Mrs. Nixon?
I sure will, and she will.
Also, to tell her that I'm taking, that if Harriet could speak from the great beyond, I'm saying thanks. Also for her.
I certainly will, John. I'll do that. And it was awfully thoughtful of you to call. Tell her.
Thoughtful.
Fine. And you just stand up now. You know, we want to keep you in the battle trenches.
The situation pretty tense, isn't it?
Well, actually, on the India-Pakistan one, there really isn't. Anything we can do to stop it. India is determined to ravel it up, and Pakistan has not handled itself too well. So, and of course, we don't want to get involved. I mean,
why should we?
We have one war already.
Because in back of them are the two big
Russia and China.
China and
right.
Soviet Union.
That's really their area of influence.
Sure, I said to a friend of mine yesterday. I said, I don't know a thing about it, but I'll bet the president has served notice that we'll help the suffering human beings all we can.
That's right.
We'll extend our good offices to the extent we can.
Right.
But I said, I'll bet he's probably said to both Soviet Union and Russia, a little more difficulty of communication.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean Soviet Union, Red China. Mm-hmm. Red China, he said to them both, this is your baby.
Right.
You know.
Well, that's exactly what I said. I put it, you could sort of say we'll give millions for humanitarian things, but we're not going to give any aid for the war.
Because...
we're not going to, not even India.
Red China and the Soviet Union, you could stop it if they want to.
Absolutely. Particularly Russia could.
Yes.
See, China has influence in Pakistan. Pakistan would stop it because they're going to lose.
Sure.
But at the present time, the Indians see a chance to finish off their old enemy.
Yeah.
And the Russians are kind of gleeful because they know that Pakistan has been leaning to China. And it's a dirty game. It's really a dirty game.
The thought on my mind is this. Can Red China afford to let Pakistan...
Well, they may not, in the long run, no. But right now, they can't do anything for a reason that the Indians... This thing came to head at a time, weather-wise, when those great mountain passes coming down over the Himalaya Mountains are all covered with snow, so the Chinese couldn't move on India if they wanted to. That's part of the problem.
Yeah.
So, but I would say this, if I were an Indian looking to the future, I would be worried about my northern neighbor because the Chinese will not forget.
No.
They will not forget, and they will do, I think they'll... they can rack up India anytime they want to.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, we just hope it doesn't happen, but we're doing our best to cool it, and the United Nations vote was good. At least it asked both sides to withdraw and put some of the blame on India where it belongs for not withdrawing.
Anytime you feel John McCormick can help I don't want to use the word help to you.
Yeah.
And you know, just a thought, you know, Somoza.
Yes.
He and I are good friends.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I got to know him through Jim Fitzgerald. Knew Jim years ago. He died.
Yeah.
I sent his son to West Point.
Yes.
His son and Somoza were roommates.
Now,
sometimes there might be a close personal message, and nobody could be closer to one another than two fellows who served as who lived together as roommates
of course.
At the academy.
Of course.
And he's the president of Nicaragua, and I was thinking of it last night, and I said, well, sometime, not any official position or anything. But sometimes I said the president might want to send a special message through somebody who is exceedingly close.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm going to tell it to the president sometime that I met Somoza through Fitzgerald,
mm-hmm.
but Fitzgerald, whom I appointed to nominate at the West Point, was the roommate. He and Somoza, when he was there, were roommates.
I see. Yes. Well, I tell you, I sure will have it in mind because that place down there, you know, that's always a little bit of a hot box too. I mean, that
America,
Central America, they're more pro-American than most Americans.
Yes.
Bet your life.
Somoza.
He sure is.
I saw him going through the line, extending his sympathy.
Yeah.
Immediately, I said myself, sometime I'll tell the president not for any appointment.
I understand.
Sometime there might be just some one-shot special affair. Mission or something.
Let me say, I appreciate it very much, and I certainly will have it in mind. I'm sure something's going to come up. Something that is, I hope it does.
my deep thanks, and for Harriet, who can speak to you, her deep thanks.
Well, we know we have it both, and we appreciate it, and we'll just look forward to seeing you one of these days, John, down here.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Bye.